I'm not only coming through the front door, I'm coming through the back door and the side door today with blessings that you have never experienced before. For you have praised me and you have honored me this day, and I habitate the praises of my people. So things you've been looking for, things you've been trying to see, will come up on the horizon this day. For I'm the Lord thy God, and my hands are not short. I can carry out exactly what I've said to you. What you saw in my word will begin to manifest in your life like never before. Back time and front time will start working together. The past even will become blessed. Things that didn't work out in the past, I will draw them to the present and bless them, saith the Lord. This is an hour of flowing in my power, my glory, my grace, my goodness, my greatness is on you this very day. So whatever it is that you've been believing for, whatever been your heart desire, delight yourself in me today. You're delighting yourself in me, right? I'm going to give you the desires of your heart. Yeah, I heard you cry. You thought I didn't hear you, but I heard you. But I had an appointed time to set it before you, that you can see it, that you can receive it, that you can act upon it. For I am not short of my word. If I said it, I'll do it. I have magnified my word above my name. You are in partnership with me. I give the grace, you give the faith. When your faith connect with my grace, you are unstoppable. You are healed. You are rich. You are blessed. You are strong. You are satisfied with a long life. Yeah. I'm upon you today. Rejoice. 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 For your moment has come. Your moment has come. Your moment has come. Your moment has come. Your freedom has come. I'm your God. I'm your God. I'm the Lord Jesus. Listen, listen. Never be tempted by no situation to not believe me. Never be tempted by no circumstances or circumstance not to believe me. Only believe. I bring you out of every situation. Every circumstance. Every crutch is removed today. You'll walk on your own. Every step you take from this day forward will be a bright step. My word is a lamp to your feet and a light to your path. The steps of a good man, the steps of a good woman is ordered by the Lord, and he's delighting in their way. The entrance of my word gives light. From this day forward, you will walk in the light. No more darkness. No more confusion. No more situation that you can't overcome. Woo. You, listen very carefully, you are not in spiritual warfare. You are in spiritual victory. You heard that? First time you heard that? Warfare make your enemy equal to Jesus. He's not equal to Jesus. So you're not in warfare, you're in victory. So in deep revelation and meditation, you listen, you ready for this? The war is over. The struggles are over. I destroyed the war 2,000 years ago. We won. You have the victory. Keep your faith connected to my grace. My grace will always bring Satan to disgrace as you function properly with what I already have done. Your enemy does not stand on the same level you standing on. Your foundation is my son. Your foundation is Christ. The enemy can't stand there. You're a child of God. You're on a solid foundation that cannot be defeated. Build on that foundation. My goodness, hallelujah. Woo! Woo! You heard that? You're building on a foundation that can't be moved. You listening?
Yes, sir.
You better receive.
Yes, sir.
Every problem in this room has been shook off the hook. Listen, my children. What you disapprove, I disapprove. What you approve, I approve. Understand who you are in the spirit, not in the flesh, not in the mind. Understand the right dimension. You are that my word says in the spirit. You are already a new creature. All things already passed away, but it's in the dimension of the spirit. You are mighty people serving a mighty God. He's mighty. Don't you have no doubt about it. He's mighty. There's none can move him. There's none can stop him. That nothing can shake him up. He's almighty. He's supreme. Somebody got to listen real close now because the Spirit of God is speaking. Here's what he said. It is already selling. Wave your hand at me. If you needed something selling. He said, it is already selling. Accept it now. And from this day forward, thank me for it. Don't ask me for nothing else about that. Don't ask me nothing else about that no more. Thank me for it. It is selling. Don't pray about it. Just praise me and thank me for it. Don't pray about that no more. It's selling. Now, Lord, we know you're talking to us. We have to thank you. We know you're a spirit being, and we know you give us the Holy Spirit to commune with you. We thank you for the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the power of the cross, and the power of his resurrection. We thank you that we are risen with him. We're seated with him. We're so thankful. We thank you for your compassion. You love us when we didn't worth love it. while we was yet sinners, you commended your love toward us. I know you love us now. We're your children. Our mistake can't separate us from your love. Our weaknesses can't separate us from your love, because we're in Christ's love. And you'll never stop loving Jesus, and Jesus on the inside of us. Thank you for answering all those problems this morning. Woo, Jesus. Thank me. Thank you for letting me come to your house today. I could have been somewhere else, but I'm here. Make a difference in the lives around the world of the people who tune in this morning. Pardon us around the world who have supported this vision. Make a difference in their home, not only in their home, make a difference in their businesses. Woo! Every business person here, may their business come off the hook. Thank you for this day. Thank you for letting me live to see this day. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Lord. The gifts are in operation. The fruits are blossoming. And the Holy Ghost is in the lead. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I can't hear y'all. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody get saved today. Somebody give their life to Christ today. Up in here and around the world. I see three people in Asia being saved. Oh, the Spirit said, I don't know. You know. No distance, no. In Asia. A troubled spirit in England is being released. The trouble is being released from that person in England. The universal structure of the Holy Ghost is being exposed in our presence. I remember that boy baptized that man, and then he was caught up. Transported. We're going to see that. No, we're not going to be able to explain it, but we're going to see it. Day has come. In Jesus' name. You may return your seat. Embracing grace and enforcing faith. Excelling in the promises of God. Embracing grace means embracing the power of the cross, what it produced, and the power of Jesus' resurrection, what it produced. Enforcing faith enable you to connect to that grace and cause excelling power to come to the promises of God. That's why the Bible says all the promises of God are yea and amen, is because they already have happened. They are yours for the taking by faith. Nobody can stop you from being blessed. All of your blessings are already paid for. Nobody can stop you from victory. All your victories has already been paid for. Nobody can stop you from being happy. All your happiness has already paid for. Nobody can stop you. No situation, no demon, no power, no nothing in this world system can stop you from having joy, because joy lives on the inside of you. The last problem you had is dead. It died in the presence of the anointing. The man seeing them will give you the seals. We're not going to even pray over them. We'll give them to you though. Revelation knowledge will keep me progressing in the benefits that the cross of Jesus had provided for me. I'm ready to release my faith. I hear the Spirit of God says you're causing hell confusion. Saying stuff like that. I want you to pray over them at home. Number two, I got to preach a few minutes. The preaching man. I feel like hollering today. I feel like going Baptist. To live the life of faith masterfully, I am willing to yield to the revelation of the mystery of grace. So from this day forward, my life will be a life of favor. Yeah, y'all must be can't read or don't hear me or something. Something is illy wrong with you. To live the life of faith masterfully, I'm willing to yield to the revelation of the mystery of grace. So from this day forward, my life will be a life of what? Faith. Now, number three, I'm going to preach a little bit. Now, everything is changing. For today, my spiritual eyes will be open to the glory and goodness and greatness of God, wrapped in grace and delivered to me through the word of grace. Open your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 3. Listen very carefully. I might expound on them as I go. The scriptures. For a few moments. We want to talk about this embracing grace and enforcing faith. Excelling in the promises of God. You turn to Ephesians 3. Why? If I embrace grace and enforce faith, why cause the promise to excel in my life? Why? Because you're now functioning in the spirit world properly. Don't let that pass you now. For you're now functioning in the spirit world properly. In other words, the malfunctioning you had in your life is because of improper functioning in the grace of God. You have to have a revelation of grace, the balancing of grace and faith. And then in the spirit world, then you're able now to operate properly in the spirit world. I wish I had two amen. You don't know how powerful, my goodness, that statement is. Your liberty, your freedom was just turned loose. Let me say it this way. What you couldn't get the scripture to do, the scripture gonna do you. See, when you operate properly. Why? Because you're now functioning in the spirit world properly. You're fully grasping how to access and process what is rightfully yours on purpose. Listen what happened. I'm going to read the scripture. I'm going to show you. Listen what happened. Once you understand that God has done everything already for you, there's absolutely nothing was left out when Jesus died. All the promises was finished. All the covenant was finished. All the kingdom activity was finished when Jesus died. So it's an already done fact. But operating and grasping the things of God properly, what caused things to happen? Y'all don't want to talk to me. Once you understand that, your faith is not used to move God. Your faith is used to receive God move. Your faith is not used to get God to do something. Your faith appropriates, receive, release what God already has done. Because God is not doing nothing beyond the cross and the resurrection. Jesus did it all. What I say? So it's nothing your faith gonna call in being that's not already existed. How much easier now? How much easier it is to receive or make? You don't have to make it happen. You have to receive what has already happened. It's mine. I have it now. Now faith is the substance. Now unto him that is able. It bring you into the now. Not later. How it helped me? How it helped me? You listening? If you hearing what I'm saying about properly operating in grace and faith and the promises of God properly, if you're hearing what I'm saying, watch what happened now. If you hear what I'm saying, no more doubt. I was hundreds of miles away by vehicle, and my grandchild was attacked. My son, he's with me. The mama was with me, and the child is attacked. I talked to him. I said the attack is already dealt with. I'm saying it right now. Jesus dealt with it. And this is the second reverse miracle we got. It's things was found out that couldn't be found out without the attack. Y'all don't want me to preach up in here. I didn't say it to them, but the Lord revealed to me this is going to be another miracle. The doctors found something out they needed to find out. The help, the bang theory, the boom, the final thing that's going to happen when he get up and walk, start talking, it's all walking toward that. and God giving some reverse miracle. Help us to see what he need. So my son come to my RV. We sat up in the front, praying in tongue. And I spoke to him. I said, well. We stayed 2 more days. I said, well. No doubt. You know what? I'll get you there. I'm going to get you there. But you know what? I got in the place where I can't doubt no more. I can't doubt what's already done. Listen to me very carefully. It's not only what you're working with, but it's where you're working from. See, if you're working just from your mind or your soul realm, you have a chance to doubt. If you're working from your senses, you have a chance to doubt. But if you're working from the dimension of your spirit, it's already done. All I got to do is attach my faith to it. Receive it. It comes to me. In any situation, you listening? Doubt come because you don't have the right hookup. Okay, well, I read the scripture, but you're not hooked up. I prayed, but you're not hooked up. You can't doubt God when you reach him. When faith and grace is connected properly, for by faith are you saved through faith, that's not of yourself. When faith and grace is connected properly, doubt can't come in the room. Why? Already done. Well, it's done that in my spirit. No more double-mindedness. No more unbelief. Unstoppable faith. Write it down. Give you 3 words you're going to see in the text. Boldness, access, and confidence. Woo! What is it?
Boldness, access, and confidence.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
From this day forward, you will live in boldness. You will live in access, and you will live in confidence. Never double-minded, can't doubt, no unbelief, operating in unstoppable faith. I wish I was able to listen to what you're hearing. Now, watch these scriptures. I'm going to get it again. Embracing grace and enforcing faith, excelling in the promises of God. You got that? Excel means to be or become greater than or superior to. Every problem, every situation, every circumstance, when you learn how to embrace grace, the finished work of Christ, by faith, you will excel. You will become superior to the situation. Excel means surpass, exceed, outdo, outshine, transcend, triumph. Let me give you another definition before I read the scripture. A deciding, overriding factor to get the better of. That's where you should be living. as a child of the living God. Jesus in the gospel gave us an example how Christians should live. 100% victory. Yeah, temptation, yes. Challenges, yes. But they can't win. Huh? Y'all looking at me with going home on your mind. Shoot, man, I'm trying to preach on your... Moses is here today because of this preaching. You better try and listen. You better try and listen. Them little parties and little stuff you're going to or whatever you're going, you better try and listen. That little chicken you're going to eat, you better try and listen, God. I'm going to turn you loose in a few minutes. You better try and listen. Had they been ignorant Christian, she'd be sitting there by herself. There ain't much you can do with ignorant Christian. You tell them something, but they give it right back to you. Uh-huh. All right, Ephesians 3. Listen now. There's a mystery of grace, a mystery of the new covenant, a mystery of we should be living better than Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Solomon, David, and Moses. We should. Watch what this says now. Watch what this say. Verse 1. For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ. Now, he in jail, but I ain't your prisoner. For you Gentile. Now, you know you wasn't a Jew, right? You know, so some of y'all get kind of twisted in the mind. You're not a Jew by natural means. You're a Jew by the Spirit. All right, now watch this. If you have heard, verse 2 is very important. If you've heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you what? I know I put it down here. I brought something up. Let me, because you need to know what a dispensation is. Let me give you some definition. Oh, God, I won't run on the first one myself. Let me read that verse again. If you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, you know I got to preach all the week. Do you have to preach all of this week, next week? No. So shut up. If you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to you what? So it's something God gave the apostle to give to the people. Right? I got that same something up here right now. And the substance of that, what God have given to me, still work the same way. Now let's see what a dispensation means before I read any further, because we're going to run into mystery, so we need to know. We need to be on the same page. Now, what Paul was saying, God have given me a particular arrangement of provision. Secondly, God have given me a system of revelation for ordering of affairs. God have given me a system of revelation for ordering of affairs. This dispensation of grace, it order things different than the law. The law brings judgment. Grace brings forgiveness. So the next definition is an exemption from rules or laws. And then it is a special privilege, favor, and kindness. The dispensation of grace. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, I go on and read the third verse. Now he tells us how now. And it's only the way he got it, the way you got to get it. He says, how? That by what?
Revelation
he made known unto me the mystery. Now, I know he's talking about the mystery of grace.
Right.
As I wrote afore in a few words, you say, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men. as it is now, what? Under who? That's what the Bible says now. That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body, woo-hoo, and partakers of his promise in Christ by the good news. Whereof, watch this, Paul said, I was made a minister. Watch, he said, how he's made. According to the what? Gift of grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. A few more voices. Unto me, who am the less than the least of all saints, what did he say? This grace is given. That I should preach among the Gentiles. What? What did he say he preached? Y'all, if y'all look sad like y'all, I'm going to make y'all stand up in a few minutes. Y'all sitting there. I ought to let y'all go. Because I don't know if this is going to be on me next Sunday. The unsearchable riches of Christ. You cannot search the unsearchable riches of Christ without grace. It's unsearchable because it's in another realm. And only grace and faith can put you in that realm. We're not talking about just a Bible reader here. We're talking about somebody who know they have divine connection and know their sonship and know the righteousness of God and know redemption and know wisdom and know they got to have supernatural knowledge. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world had been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose, what he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom, watch this, verse 12, we have what? And what? With what? By what? Woo! Romans chapter 4, verse 13. May I help you? Suppose Sheila had not been a faithful member for 16 years, sitting here, even when I say something wrong, sitting here, saying, God's going to straighten it out. She said, stay with me. She must have been planted. Because some of these people are walking trees. Don't go that way. They just get out the saw and just walk. Shh. My goodness. Very important. What you hear this voice very clear. If not, you will not be able to keep up with my ministry. I'll be one place, you'll be somewhere else waiting on me to come back. I ain't coming back. Romans 4:13. We thought that Abraham claim everything God had just by faith. But he didn't. And to a large degree, the church, we have been trying to work just by faith. Y'all don't want to talk to me? We behind. We left out. We coming up. Whoever listens to my voice, your life is about to change because you got it, but you got to know how to work it. You got it. Look at the person next to you. You got it. But if you don't work it right, if you don't read the instruction, you're going to leave out a lot of the screw. That's why some of them children toys run sideways on Christmas. Daddy got in a hurry and left. He said, I don't know what they want to do, but I put it all together. They got 33 screws left, but they didn't need that. You know what I'm talking about, right? One of the most powerful voices that can bring your life together real quick is this 13th verse. For the promise that he should be the heir of the world was not to Abraham or to his seed through the law, but through the righteousness of faith. You ready? Look at verse 14 now. For if they which of the law be heir. Oh my. What? Faith is made void and the promise made of none effect. Look at me now. Let me talk to you, children. We have gone through a lot of this because we have not fully known fully how to connect. And a lot of time, our faith was made void. And the promise was made of none effect. Skip to verse 16. Underline it. I got it underlined. Everywhere I see grace and faith, I underline my Bible. Therefore, it is of faith. That it might be what?
By grace.
By grace. To the end, the promise might be what?
Sure.
The promise might be what?
Sure.
Sure to all seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. The power of the cross becomes an unstoppable reality. It is the Lord Jesus Christ releasing the dispensation of grace. You ready? That reveals the fact that God has already done for me everything. None of y'all heard that. Because, man, I've been kicking the chair over, spitting and hollering. You just ain't caught it yet. But the cross of Christ is a revelation of grace that God has finished everything for my life throughout eternity. While I'm here in this body, the blessing belongs to me. Turn to Ephesians 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us, who has blessed us, who has blessed us, who has blessed us, who has blessed us with all. I'm going to skip. I'm going to skip because I'm going to teach you two principles and I'm going to let you go. Because I want you to have these two principles. And I'll come back and try to finish it. You know, I'm writing all the time. I'm my secretary. I'll be writing. Lord, talk to me all the time. I'm eating lunch. I'm writing. I keep a pad closed. I go, give me a pad. Writing. I want to teach you two principles along this line about embracing grace and enforcing faith and excelling in the promises of God. I want to teach you two principles God taught me. The yet not I principle. And the much more principle. The yet not I principle. Say it. And the much more principle. If you don't learn the yet not I revelation of grace, you'll never live in the much more principle. How many are ready to go? You want it? All right. Galatians 2:20. Come on, that's it. Become clearly acquainted with the yet nigh I principle operating under grace. You write a note? Who write a note? Becoming clearly acquainted with the yet not I principle operating under grace. Now, here's the verse. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. There it is right there. Yet not I. Say, yet not I.
Yet not I.
But Christ lives in me. What is he saying? You got to get out the way before Christ can live in you. Your psychology, your self-help books, and all this stuff you studied, and counsel you receiving, and all these different preachers you listening at. You got to get out the way. You are not going to deny yourself unless you understand grace. And that's why many in the church haven't denied themselves. They have not understood grace, so they just kept talking about their self, what they're going to do and all. They ain't going to do nothing but lose. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. So somebody living my life through me, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh. Watch what it says. I live by what? The faith of the Son of God. Who loved me, that's the cross, you see, and gave himself for me. Go to the next verse now. Watch. Go to the, I do not. I do not frustrate the grace of God. For if righteousness come by the law, rule, do's and do don't is already done. Every problem, every request, every cry, every need, every desire, every dream, every victory, every deliverance you need is already done. You heard me? What? Your brain can't believe that. I feel the Holy Ghost. It's already done. Your healing. Channel are you traveling through? Your senses? Your soul? It ain't already done. Your faith is the bridge that brings manifestation and demonstration from grace. Let me show it to you again. 1 Corinthians 15:10. I show it to the word. Let the word talk to you. 1 Corinthians 15:10. Watch this. Apostle Paul. Here's the grace apostle. Look what he
Look what he says.
But by the grace of God, if you're on the screen, grace, you're something and nothing at the same time. You it, but you can't get it to work. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labor more abundantly than they. Oh. What? But the grace of God, which was with me. That's a powerful verse. I don't have time. That's powerful, that man. I'm not what I am because of who I am. I'm what I am because of who he is. I'm running on grace. I have grace in my engine. Quite naturally, a religious person not going to understand me. Quite natural, a denominational person not going to understand me. I'm running on another fuel. By the grace of God, I am what I am. That's your money right there. I said, that's your money right there. When you give God total credit, can I trust you to say I did it? Can I trust you not to take no credit for what I've done for you? How many times have you stood up in your home and said, Lord, this is your house? How many times you did it? How many times you're riding in a new car and stop side of the road and say, God, you did it? Yeah, it is. Have your way. I'll take it where you want to go. I won't drive this car nowhere that don't please you.
All I want, praise God up in here.
You start doing that today. Start giving God glory for everything you got. Watch what happened to you. He'll put more there. That's why you ought to keep your house clean. Show some appreciation. Every time somebody comes, you got to clean up. Some of y'all wouldn't want me to go to your house right now. Wait till next week, Apostle. I got to spray for these roaches. Wait till next week. And you can't spray the same week because they give them time to die to get them out. I got company coming, man. Don't spray right now. You might not see none, but the one dead. Everybody going to see him. He over in that corner. Oh, let me quit. Let me let y'all go, man. Let me talk a little more about this much more principle, then we're going to go. You got the yet not I principle? Get yourself out the way. Cross that eye out like this. And when somebody asks you, why are you so blessed? Answer them. He did it. The reason some of y'all can't go no higher right now, you're too proud about your little accomplishment. And really, your accomplishment is not that much according to what God wants you to have, but you're going to start acting a fool with this. So God said, no, if I give her a double, what's she going to act like? So I got to straighten her out first. I hope none of my members have something against prosperity. And I hope you never talk out your mouth some foolishness talking about, I got enough. We're not talking about I. Prosperity is for other people. Prosperity means you over your little stuff.
You're out. Prosperity means God said, I want you to give her $700. Prosperity is not about you. It's about you doing something for somebody else. I'll get it straight next week. All right. Romans 5. Quicker. Romans 5. We're going to go. Romans 5. Romans 5. I call your attention to the much more principle. How many of y'all want to know about the much more principle? Much more. All right. Romans 5. Quicker. Romans 5. Romans 5. We'll start running through it. Romans 5. Right? I said Romans 5. Right? Romans 5, 9. Underline. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Anybody going through some kind of wrath? Look like it's not going to work out? That shouldn't be you. All right. Look at verse 9. That's 9. You looked at 9. Go to verse 10. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Verse 15. I'm running, children. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more what? The grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, has abounded to many. Shoot, man, I know I'm preaching. Verse 17. If that didn't get it, verse 17 will get it. If 15 didn't get it, 17 will get it. If 15 didn't get it, 17 will get it, brother. God ought to get you somewhere you've never been before. I was riding through the Ozark Mountain, never been there before. You go deep down in a valley and come up straight up. And when you get on top of that mountain, you're surrounded by mountains. Burgundy, red, green, orange, tan, yellow. Trees and branches, stone walls all around you. Just beautiful. I've never seen it before. I hadn't been no further in Geismar. Gonzales and Darrow. My money wouldn't go no further. But now I can go anywhere in the world. Much more. If you don't want much more, get your purse and get your wallet and run quick. Get up out of here because I'm going to read this verse. Verse 7, but if by one man offense death ran by one, much more, they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness. Shall what? Give the Lord praise. Come on now, give the Lord praise. I can't preach it like I should preach it, you know, because we got to get up out of here. Verse 20. Verse 20. This is the much more principle. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded. Yeah, grace don't make you sin. Grace stops sin. Stand on your feet.